Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Orange Chair Podcast. This episode is the final part in our three-part series that brings you exclusive insights live from our premier event that navigates the future of automation for businesses, Insights. Join Tim Osman, Business Alliance Manager at OPEX, and Jake Wanner, Solution Analyst and Sales Executive for the public sector here at Keymark, as they discuss OPEX automated solutions, the importance of document scanning, and much more. Now, without further ado, let's jump in.
Well, thank you guys for joining us. I'm Jake Wanner, an account manager here at Keymark. And with me today, I've got Tim Osman. Tim, you want to do a quick intro?
Sure. Tim Osman, OPEX Corporation. OPEX and Keymark have been partners for quite some time. I've been OPEX for about 16 years, served different roles, but my current role is in strategic alliances, overseeing these partner relationships.
Yeah, and I've had the pleasure of working with Tim on a number of projects over the years, and that's kind of what we wanted to talk through today, is just really when you're looking at different efforts when it comes to digitizing paper, how to bring in the hardware piece of that, and that's where you guys come into play in our whole segment of digitization, automation, whatever you want to call it. And we've got a few kind of core or key topics we want to talk through today, but the number one topic is paper and
right,
how long that's going to be around. I mean, everyone today has been talking about AI and machine learning, and we're at this Insights conference, and that's been the hot topic, but all of that started with paper to some extent. And a question that we see rolling around a lot is, how often are you going to use paper? So can you kind of talk to that a little bit? Like, paper's always going to be around. It's something that we work with daily now.
Yeah, so as a hardware manufacturer, the thing that is, I think, something we've seen coming from the financial services environment, payments environment,
right. Yeah.
With hardware there. We were told in the 80s, even before Check 21, that, hey, the check's going away.
Yep.
You know, we're not going to see this anymore. Well, I mean, we see a decline, for sure. Is it a mature market? Absolutely. Is the payments market, you know, is it on hospice? I don't know, right? But it's a very mature market. And so is document imaging.
Right.
It is. You've seen even in the last year a couple of hardware manufacturers hang it up, right? They're just not interested in scanning anymore. But we still see paper. We still see a lot of paper. You know, as I said, you know, going on close to our 50th year, scanning for 20 of those at this point, we still see, I would say, at least a couple decades, you know, worth of paper. And OPEX, I think, is really desirous of positioning ourselves so that we're the last man standing, if you would, in this. My goal is to be there when that last document that they find that they're like, we need to digitize this.
That.
We're the ones who actually scan it. That's our goal. So we're going to continue to develop product to streamline the process here.
And you guys have done a great job supporting that technology. I mean, we were talking about this a second ago, but one of the first projects we worked on with you guys, they're still using those same machines from 20 some years ago.
Yeah.
And it's incredible the amount of longevity that one of those machines has if you support it and manage it and maintain it. And so I love the concept of scanning that last piece, because it's going to happen at some point.
Right.
But I mean, I think we've got many, many years until we're in that realm. So in terms of a process flow, because that's how we look at things at Keymark, that's how every business looks at their operation. But scanning documents, a lot of times we'll go in and we'll do some evaluation work, and we'll see most operations think of scanning as a back end kind of process, and we'll get everything done first and then scan it in. Can you speak to, when you're talking through how an OPEX machine works, the front end, or really how, where that scanning is should be positioned in the overall process flow?
Oh man, so yeah, I appreciate that. That's awesome. So as a hardware manufacturer, and for those in the audience who might not know OPEX, or at least in depth, you know, we're a manufacturer of mailroom automation and document imaging equipment. And so the thing that is, I think, key as we consider digitizing incoming paper is to look at the first place we find it in our organization.
Yep.
And as mail, it's when it's delivered, it's at the loading dock. So how do we effectively and efficiently address those envelopes to get content out of them? to get them digitized and into workflow. And the same is true, let's say, if it's distributed scanning or maybe it's pre-processed work for whatever reason, and it's coming to you in file boxes. Maybe it's old archive stuff that needs to be scanned. Those are coming into you in the very same format. Let's get them out of the box. Let's get the file folders out of the box, and let's start scanning.
Yeah, early and often is how we, and we always talk through that, where it's like, if you can grab those documents as soon as they hit your operation, that's when you start seeing ROI the moment you scan that into a system. And so digitizing that up front is a key for sure. I mentioned this earlier, but when it comes to all of this, the changes we've seen with technology, getting into the future of what digitization can do for an organization, can you speak to OPEX and how you guys are positioning yourself in the AI ML, framework or world?
Yeah. So sitting here at the Insights Conference here at Keymark, and the conversations that we're having and the sessions that we're sitting through around, this hyper automation and the inclusion of generative AI, AI models, trying to build all of these things, I think it just dovetails perfectly with OPEX's desire to streamline as much on the front end from physical document to digital image as you guys are doing from digital image on through workflow.
Right.
I think the key there for us is we complement each other, right? So our process is to eliminate as much unnecessary touches, unnecessary steps that increase the security of those documents, the protection of a PII, for example, fewer eyes that touch things, the integrity of those documents, because they're not being shifted around and handed off from person to person. And we get that up into through, batch scanning, up into the environment quicker for you guys to process so that those documents are more readily accessible sooner in the process.
Yeah, and I mean, we kind of touched on this a little bit as well, but the value that comes from getting the documents in early, I'd love to talk through, and I can share what we typically see, because it is kind of two pieces. You've got the front end, all the prep work, the actual scanning, and then there is that digitization break where then systems like OnBase or Content Management Solution or other AI platforms can take it. But I'd love to talk through, this is a little bit more off the cuff, but love to talk through how and where you guys find value. And when you're thinking through that front end process, what the customer should be looking to perceive value. That'd be a really helpful, discussion there.
Yeah, so rules of thumb, right? If you're looking, how do I create efficiencies in my operation? Often what I would say is, if you have a traditional legacy scanning operation and you find that you have 3 FTEs or more sitting in advance of that scanning operation, you have an opportunity to drastically improve your processes. Because OPEX is able to eliminate a lot of that prep, and we'd be able to take those really knowledge workers, that's what these individuals are, and redeploy them in another area in the organization where they're not just doing routine mundane tasks that honestly people don't want to do these days, and it's hard to find labor, it's expensive to train labor. And it's even harder in these types of environments to actually retain that labor.
Yeah, the turnover rate in those types of jobs is much higher than other areas if you're actually using your brain and thinking through tasks and those sorts of things. So we see that all the time on the post-digitization side.
Yeah.
And that's kind of how we talk through it as well. But thinking through that from a paper, getting content in and processing it through is huge. I'd love to talk through some real world examples that we've worked with you guys on over the years. We've had a good amount of success together. I'd love to get your perspective of what we've done here in South Carolina, if you could share a little bit about that. This has been a great partnership. We're very happy to have you guys join us here at Insights. But especially recently, we focused heavily on mailroom automation within South Carolina. And I'd love to understand just your perception of that project.
As things change, they stay the same. You know, I think our first implementation as partners together, as you mentioned, was when you were somewhere in elementary school, right?
Yeah,
back
maybe.
In the day. And, you know, that insurance customer continues to use our solution, our joint solution, and has stayed with us and updated tech refresh, software refresh. And that just speaks to the value of the solutions we're able to provide. And in a similar fashion with this particular opportunity in South Carolina, it's no different, right? Except we're using different terms. It's digital mail, right? We are addressing issues of disparate processes that are labor intensive and streamlining them and saying, how can we help you? We do workflow analyses, right? We went in, we said, how can we help you guys get to your end state? What's that goal, right? Really, where do you want to be? Here are the ways that we think that we can help you to do that.
Yeah.
And laid out a plan to minimize those unnecessary steps that were part of the legacy process. And we're also able then to provide an ROI.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and I mean, this specific use case or this example we're talking about is state agency-based.
Yep.
And I mean, I think it's no secret that state agencies struggle retaining staff. I was at an event a couple months ago, and that their state HR, South Carolina HR, gave a presentation. And I think the number was like 30-some percent turnover. And it's the people who are in the positions where they are just doing scanning and they're not adding any value downstream. And that people want to add value to the organization, and that's what we've seen time and time again. So you guys coming in, digitizing the front-end mailroom process for an agency.
That's right.
Ultimately, allowing constituents to actually go in and see where their mail is immediately instead of waiting for it to actually be processed. That's a huge benefit that we've seen from this specific project. So I don't really have anything.
Well, I was going to say, if I could, just on that on that one point, you know, because labor is difficult to find and retain and it's expensive, the backlog of work that happens and the downstream consequences of mission critical data that is not being put into the system and not being processed is extremely costly.
Yeah.
And so it's not always about replacing labor, right? Or finding a new location or new, it's about creating an efficiency that doesn't make you rely on it. Right.
Yeah.
And I think that's the biggest thing. So, one of the things that you and I talked about, if I could, you know, if we're kind of wrapping up here a little bit, I thought was really, it was funny. I often illustrate what we do with our partners, and I liken it to a highway.
Yep.
Right. And we have this, my age group, the information superhighway, right?
Yeah.
Your age group, you know, it's the AI,
the digital,
you know,
highway.
Digital highway. And we're nothing more than an on-ramp from paper documents onto that information or digital superhighway.
Yeah.
But we are also the most efficient way to get from envelope to image or file box to image. And there are other on-ramps as well, right?
Right.
There's email, there's phone,
there's online portals, forums.
You name, right? Yep.
So.
And the funny thing was, we were talking about that before the podcast, and you pulled up your presentation, and you're like, yep, we're talking the same language.
Yep.
You actually used the same exact thing for South Carolina.
Yeah.
And,
well, to further that, the group that we're working with, their chief of staff conceptualized. He came in and he said, I've got this huge digital highway concept.
Cool.
He said, I was on a walk with my dog, and that's what for some reason that popped in his head, and I was like, I'm going to use that and run with it, and that's what we're going to focus on here.
Right.
And that's what that whole concept started from, and it ties directly in with what you guys do.
Right.
I mean, you're a big part of the on-ramp of getting content into that digital information highway. So we speak about that a lot now, and it's been a major part of what South Carolina is doing from an investment
that's
standpoint.
Cool.
And but yeah. Anyways, Tim, I appreciate your time.
I'm grateful to be here. Thanks.
Yeah, this is a great event. We love hanging out with you guys as usual. And I mean, thank you for sitting down with me and chatting about OPEX and everything you guys are doing from a hardware standpoint.
We appreciate you guys, appreciate being invited here even for this. That was a lot of fun, and look forward to all the other opportunities. In my head, I'm thinking we're going to be closing here in the next year or two.
Right.
So
always future about opportunities. That. That's great. So awesome. Well, Tim, thank you.
Good. Thanks, Jake.
Yeah.
Yep.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of the Orange Chair Podcast. This podcast is brought to you by Keymark, Inc., experts in automation software for over a quarter of a century. Never miss an episode by subscribing to our channels wherever you listen to podcasts. You can also find us on Instagram or the Orange Chair Podcast. Until next time.